Welcome to Masters of the Word. I am your host, Lavelle Gill. Masters of the Word is a journey for men and women to become one with the Word of God. We come to you every week diving into the infallible truths of God's Word. So feel free to subscribe, leave a positive review, to spread the word to like-minded men and women. Let's get started.
God, we bless you. We give you all the glory. We prepare a special place just for you. Come on, let's sing.
Lord, we prepare this place for you.
Of your people, God.
Yes, we prepare this place for you.
So come in. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Come on, let's say it like this.
Psalm 36, for the director, for the servant of God, for David. I know beyond shadow of doubt, the evil the wicked man talks about. Fear of God will never arise as an option before his eyes. For he is entrapped by the seductive glance offered by his sin. He hates it when men expose the evil he harbors within. Malicious and deceitful words his lips articulate. No noble thought can gain access to change his mental state. Mischief he plots as he lies on his bed each night. One walking such a crooked path rejects no evil insight. Your kindness, Lord, reaches up above to the heavens. Your faithfulness to the skies is impelled by love. Your righteousness is awesome, like the highest mountain peak. Your justice penetrates the depths to vindicate the weak. To your distressed creatures, whether man or beast, your saving grace you extend from the greatest to the least. How precious is the kindness dispensed by your hand. For those in the shadow of your wings, there's refuge on demand. The rich delicacies of your house, they enjoy to their heart's desire. You let them drink from your refreshing streams as much as they require. For with you is the fountain of life to sustain all mankind. In your light, we see the light. Enlightenment of the mind. Dispense your abundant kindness to your devotees. Let the upright deserve their role as your beneficiaries. Let not the boot of the arrogant kick me when I'm down. Let not the hand of the wicked drive me out of town. There lie the evildoers, all cut down to size, defeated forever and powerless to rise. Psalm 37 for David. At the antics of evildoers, do not fret. At the actions of wrongdoers, don't get upset. For they shall wither like the grass, as the green herb they shall fade. So put your trust in the Lord. Do good, and he repaid. Enable to live in your land with full faith fully displayed. Then you shall glory in the Lord, and he'll grant your heart's desire. Commit your way to him with trust, and he'll provide all you require. At the brightness of the morning light, your righteousness he'll display. At the justice of your cause assert, like sunshine at midday, like sunshine at midday. Be patient and wait for God with sincere expectation. Make no attempt to express naive protestation. When the schemes of rogues appear to win general approbation, desist from wrath, fury forsake. Anger will only fuel heartache. For the wicked will be banished out of hand, but those who wait for the Lord will inherit the land. In a short while, the wicked will vanish from the scene. You will search in vain and find no trace of where they have been. Only the lowly shall inherit the land with tranquility of peace everywhere at hand. The rogue against the righteous man devises schemes, gnashing at him with his teeth, eliciting screams. The Lord laughs aloud at him with utter derision, for his doom looms large within the Almighty's clearest vision. Swords are drawn by the wicked and their bows are speedily bent. to fail the poor and needy, slaying those of pure intent. Yet those very swords shall pierce their wielder's own heart, and the sturdiest of their bows shall be broken apart. More satisfying to the righteous is the little they possess than the great abundance that the wicked possess. The arms of the wicked are broken in pieces, but the Lord supports the righteous and their bonds releases. As for the blameless, in their deeds, the Lord surveys all their needs. An everlasting portion to them all he feeds. In adversity, they shall never come to grief. In famine, they will eat their fill and always find relief. For the wicked shall perish as befits the Lord's foes. Like furnace fuel, they'll vanish, leaving smoke that billows. A wicked borrower does not repay, but a righteous one generously gives away. Those blessed by him will inherit the land. Those he curses will be banned. If a man steps into prosperity from the Lord, it proceeds, a clear indication that with him he is pleased. But if he also seems to fall, it is not a permanent state, for the Lord will support his hand and restore his happy fate. From when I was a young man till now in my old age, I have never encountered such an outrage as a righteous man abandoned without support, unfed, with his offspring left to begging for his daily bread. The righteous man will willingly lend to those who are in need. What a blessed heritage to leave one's seed. Flee from evil doing and pursue what is right. Then you'll bask forever in eternity's light. Because the Lord loves justice, his faithful, he won't neglect. While they'll be safe forever, he'll assuredly reject the offspring of the wicked with whom he won't connect. The righteous will inherit the land that is theirs for eternity. Wise are the words of righteous men that convey probity. The law of his God is in his heart. His feet will never slip. While the wicked stalk the righteous man to place him in death's grip. But God will not surrender him into the wicked one's hand, and on the day of judgment won't condemn him out of hand. So wait for the Lord and keep to his way, that he may exalt you and forever you might stay. In the land of your inheritance with your enemies at bay, and you'll be a spectator of wicked men's doomsday. I've seen a rogue wielding power like a native plant, well rooted. Yet when I saw him, gone he was, some wiser man recruited. Mark him that leads a blameless life and does all that is right, for the man of peace earns for himself a future that is bright. As for transgressors, they'll be destroyed, the wicked one's future rendered null and void. Salvation for the righteous ones from the Lord on high, a stronghold in times of trouble to calm their tearful sigh. The Lord is their helper, their rescuer in good time, their haven from the wicked for displaying trust sublime. Psalm 38, a psalm of David. for remembrance. Reprove me not, Lord, in your wrath. Let me not in anger on chastisement's path. For I feel your arrows penetrate the blows of your hand as a dead weight. For in my body not a limb is sound because of your fury all around. None of my bones are intact, for sin against me is heavily stacked. My inquiry piles over my head, weighing me down heavy as lead. My wounds fester and they smell because of the folly in which I excel. I'm bent and cowed, face to the ground. All day in gloom, I wander around. A burning sensation grips my loins. No healing to my flesh adjoins. Numb I am and crushed to the core. A mind in turmoil, I roar and roar. Lord, all my desires to you are known. You do not miss my slightest groan. I palpitate. My sight, my strength fails. The luster in my eye pales. Friends and colleagues keep their distance from a plague to which there's no resistance. Even my relatives stand aloof with a look of stern reproof. Those who seek my life lay their snares, lie in malice, are my detractors' wares, their deceit more fluent than their prayers. But I act deaf, choosing not to hear, appearing dumb, betraying no fear. It comes as second nature, pretending not to hear, allowing oneself to retort, not so much as sneer. For you, patiently I wait, Lord, God, attend to my sorry state. For I knew they'd gloat when my foot slipped, that they'd lord it over me when I tripped. For I was near to collapse, my pain was prone to relapse. When my iniquity, I declare my sin becomes my worst nightmare. For my enemies are strong and full of life, my foes abundant, their lies rife. They repay me evil in place of good. When I seek their welfare, they return falsehood. So, Lord, don't forsake me, nor stand so far away. Hasten to help me. Put your salvation on display. Psalm 39 for the director, for Yeduthun, a psalm of David. I was full of good intentions to evade sin's invitations, to place a curb on my lips in response to the wicked and their quips. No response did I make. I was wholly silent. No good could I look forward to. My pain was truly violent. Fever building up inside each thought, a fire spreading wide until my tongue just had to speak. Tell me, Lord, why I'm so weak? Why my life span is so short? Why into the abyss I deserve to be brought? Why, like hand breaths, my days you've measured before your eternity, can they be treasured? As a mere breath is man's duration, a nothingness is his proud station. As a specter, man glides around, vanity in his every sound, amassing wealth at every turn, for his heirs to squander or to squirm. So now, Lord, in whom shall I trust? If not you, as I know I must. from all transgression, deliver me. The butt of the base, don't let me be, for then, dumb, I'd have to remain as before a decree from your domain. From your plague, I beg release. At the bow of your hand, my life must cease. Rightly, you chastise a man for sin, gnawing at his glory like a moth within. For he is no more than a breath taken in. So hear, Lord, my earnest prayer. Respond to my cry of despair. From my tears, do not stand aloof. We've become estranged. What a tragic truth. A transient dweller like my fathers before. Nothing is permanent. Nothing's for sure. So look away and let me recover before I leave this life for the other. Psalm 40 for the director, for David, a psalm. Patiently I waited for God, and he inclined his ear. He listened out for my cry and heard it loud and clear. He raised me out of a miry pit with soggy clods of clay. He set my feet on a solid rock, for my footsteps a mainstay. He put in my mouth a new song, a hymn for the God for whom we belong. Encountering this, many were overawed, their flagging faith fully restored. Happy is the man who made him the object of his trust, who keeps aloof from the arrogant, who after lies lust. Lord, my God, you have performed many a glorious deed with your wondrous plans for us derived, all others you exceed. When I try to relate them all, they're too many and varied. Neither sacrifice nor a meal offering you requested me to bring. Obedience you held aloft as far as the most important thing. Burnt or sin offerings for you had no meaning. This prompted me to declare, here now I have come with the scroll of your law to demonstrate that your will always be done. Indeed, my God, this is all I've ever dreamed, that with your law, my inner being would be wholly fired. Your righteousness I relayed to a great congregation. You know I never restrain my lips from expressing adoration. Your righteousness within my heart I've never concealed. Your righteousness within my heart I never concealed. Your steadfast deliverance I readily reveal. From the great congregation I never hid all the many kindness you graciously did, the compassion you did direct at me. You will never withhold. It is by your steadfast love that I am consoled. For the troubles that surround me are too numerous to count. My iniquities catch up with me, truly a vast amount, more than I could ever envisage, or than the hairs on my head. My heart totally fails me, and I am filled with dread. Ever may it be your desire to save my life. Hasten to help me and to remove my strife. May those that target me to sweep my life away be ashamed and frustrated without delay. May all who seek my harm be stopped in their tracks. May they be confounded in all their attacks. Let desolation come upon you. Those who act shamelessly, jeering, aha and aha, leveling insults at me. May all those that seek you be happy and rejoice, affirming your salvation. They shall raise a vigorous voice, saying, the Lord is great forever. He is our eternal choice. Though I am poor and needy, I am the Lord's concern. May help and my deliverer delay not your return. Psalm 41 for the director, a psalm of David. Happy is he who shows concern for those who suffer a downturn. When he endures severe privation, the Lord will show his salvation. The Lord will guard and preserve him alive in all his pursuits, urging him to thrive. So surrender him not to foes who connive. The Lord will sustain him on his sickbed. Not a single ailment he'll permit to spread. When I utter the plea, Lord, be gracious to me. Heal my body, though I sin grossly. My foes responded with words that derive. When will he die with his name nullified? If one sits by my bedside, he aimlessly speaks. The ill will he harbors, once outside he leaks. All my foes whispering ever expand, a torrent of evil against me they've planned. Many inarticulate ill attached to him. From where he lies, may he rise no limb. Even the friend that I trusted, who shared my food for my downfall, lusted. But I beg you, Lord, show me your face, raise me up to put them in their place. Then I'll know that I have your favor. And when no foe will gloat or victory savor, you will support me and my virtue you'll affirm, that in your presence I might stand long term. Blessed is the Lord, God of Israel. For all eternity he shall prevail. With amen, amen, his name we shall hail. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Masters of the Word. Follow us on social media on Instagram at Lavelle Gill Media. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Lavelle Gill Music. Please subscribe, rate, and review to increase and spread the word to like-minded men and women. Until next week.